All right, Steve, congratulations are in order for Jay-Z. According to Forbes magazine, he's become the first hip-hop artist to make it into the Billionaires Club. We thought it was Dr. Dre when he sold Dre Beats a few years ago because he made $3.2 billion in that deal with Apple, but he was only personally worth $800 million. This happened back in 2014 when he sold Dre Beats to Apple.
Did you say only?
Yeah, I wanted to stop.
As
here.
Opposed
you need to, fix
to
only, though.
As opposed to the billions, you're right.
Only.
You're right.
I just had a tenth of that.
But when you're talking to billionaires, you know, don't they look down on millionaires, Steve?
Nope.
Do the B's get along with the M's?
Yeah.
You need them M's for them B's
to make those B's
continue to be the B's.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
just like millionaires need thousandaires. Uh-huh. To continue to be a millionaire.
Right, right. Oh, gotcha. I mean,
and
he's...
thousandaires need...
Hundredaires.
Hundredaires.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, and Dr. Dre isn't that far off worth $800 million.
If he don't go another dollar.
But that was back, that was back in
2014.
Now he is a billionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, he done got that.
Jay-Z's net worth is at $1 billion thanks to successful ventures in fashion, liquor, and technology. He owns homes in L.A., the Hamptons, and New York City, as well as stakes in companies like Uber and Tidal. So congratulations to him. Now, in other Forbes news,
talk to me, man.
Yeah. Tennis star Serena Williams, she's also a fashion mogul as well. She made Forbes' list of the world's richest self-made women this month. Forbes estimates Serena Williams' wealth to be at $225 million, which the magazine reports she earned mostly off the court. In the past 5 years, she invested in 34 startups, with 60% of her investments going to companies led by women and people of color.
Go ahead, Serena.
And then in April, Serena also launched her own brand, Serena Ventures, which helps to fund other startups and launch her own companies. And wait, we're not finished. Now, Rihanna is the richest female musician now. All right.
Really?
She made yes. In the past 15 months with her Fenty Beauty line, which I love.
We both love.
I mean, it's great, Carla, right? They have makeup
foundation, highlighters.
Her lip colors are outstanding. Yes. Anyway, she's worth about $600 million. Some people thought it would be Beyonce. Beyonce's worth, $400 million. So Rihanna is.
I ain't mad at none of these.
That
people.
Would be a total of $1.4 billion.
Yes. So Rihanna's the richest female musician. So congratulations to all of them. Wow.
It's really amazing, man. It's really amazing how well and how hard these sisters are working, because that is a tough feat in a man's world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whew. That's so big.
Yeah.
There's so many things set in place for you not to be successful.
Right. And
it's really, really refreshing to see these women who are doing as well as they're doing. I mean, my hat's off to them, because it is hard, man. It really is hard.
Yeah, you always say that maintaining it is even harder than earning it, than getting it. And what I love about Rihanna is that when she wanted to do her makeup line, there were so many naysayers telling her, you know, not to do it because there's so many makeup lines out here. Why are you going to do makeup? And she wanted
so
to do it.
So the world needs another makeup line.
And she did it anyway. And look at it. Look at it now. Yeah. What if she had listened to them? What if she had listened to them? You know?
Junior, let's come up with ugly man makeup.
We can really kill it, boy. You be the spokesperson?
Are you? Are you saying you're ugly, Tommy?
Not at all.
Oh,
well, you get your ugly ass in this box.
Boy, make this money
and sell these products. Tommy, here go your
ugly
opening
man
line
makeup
on the commercial.
Come on, as we go.
Do
Steve.
You look like me?
All right. I can help you. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and some trending news at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.